USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration could soon reach a deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan that would bring thousands of troops home from there. The Washington Post is reporting that the Taliban would agree to a ceasefire. The U.S. would then bring home initially 4,000 of the 14,000 troops that have been stationed there. The Kennedy family suffers another tragic loss. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A death at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Police say the 22-year-old granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy dies of a suspected drug overdose. Paramedics responding to the home and find her in cardiac arrest. She is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital.
The Navy now reports a pilot who crashed on Wednesday in California in Death Valley National Park was killed in the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Hazardous waste materials are just that, hazardous. Not only can they be dangerous to you and your health, they're dangerous to the environment and should never go into your regular trash. Do a quick online search or check with the folks in your community for ways to safely dispose of or recycle old paints, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Puerto Rico's governor will officially leave office today, a week after he announced he would be doing so at the end of business today. Puerto Rico residents started calling for Ricardo Rosselló to step down last month after vulgar and homophobic messages that he had exchanged with aides were made public. He'll be replaced by a former rival, Pedro Pierluisi. President Trump with harsh words again about Democrats at a rally in Cincinnati last night.
Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, and they're the party, frankly, of socialism.
Half a dozen players and two managers have been suspended after a very violent bench-clearing brawl on Tuesday between the Reds and the Pirates. Pittsburgh pitcher Keone Akella getting hit the hardest with a 10-game suspension. The teams next face each other on August 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The lone black Republican in the U.S. House will not seek re-election. Will Hurd of Texas saying that he plans to pursue opportunities outside the Hall of Congress that will still focus on solving problems, especially between technology and national security. The three-term Congress member, a frequent critic of President Trump, and the only Republican representing a district along the southern border, he won in 2018 by less than 1% of the vote. Hurd is the sixth GOP congressman to announce so far that they won't be running for re-election in 2020. Two of the survivors of the Gilroy Garlic Festival shootings on Sunday are describing what happened. Gabriella Gauss says she and her friend were on the bounce house or in the bounce house when they heard the shots being fired. They say they began to run towards the parking lot when they were shot. Police say a 19-year-old killed three people, including two children, at the festival. He had been then shot and killed by police within a minute of starting to shoot, and the motive remains unclear. And a little boy in India is doing well after having more than 500 teeth extracted. The 7-year-old was complaining about mouth pain. Doctors took x-rays, found a sac in his jaw filled with abnormal teeth. A total of 526 were removed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.